there, Take Two family, and happy Monday to you. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and this is your show, Take Two, with Jerry and Debbie and you. And today, I'm going to be asking this question, and I really want you to weigh in on this topic. Do you wake up excited about life? Do you, when the alarm goes off, do you jump out of bed and you just tackle the day? You're just loving life. It is an adventure. Or are you that person that hits the snooze button two and three and four times and you kind of drag yourself out of bed and get going with the day? I really want to hear it from all angles. This is, again, your show, Take Two, with Jerry and Debbie and you, and you're the important person. So I really want to know if you wake up excited about life. Okay, if you wake up excited about life, or if you don't, I want to hear from you as well. It's real simple to do. All you got to do is call this number, and the number is 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And you'll speak to Matt Gabinski. He's wonderful to talk to. He'll speak with you for a few minutes. He'll put you on hold. You'll get to listen live to the show. And then you'll slip right into the discussion about if you wake up excited about life or you're the person that hits that snooze button three times. Okay, 833-288-EWTN. Or maybe you're in between. Okay, you're just, I'm going on with life. It's just life is happening. Maybe you're that person. I'd love to hear from you. Let's talk about it, because I really want to focus on Psalm 118, verse 24. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. Today's the day. This is the moment when you get to really enjoy and experience life to the fullest. Like Jesus said, I came for you to have life and to have it to the full. So this is an adventure, like Bishop Barron has said in his recent homilies, and I agree with him. I think the fine bishop did a great job in delivering the message that we should look at life as an adventure, the ups and downs and twists and turns, because why? God can work all things for the good, and God does permit things to allow us to get stronger and just really go deeper in our faith and our trust for God, right? Do you agree with me? If you do, call in. If you don't agree with me, call in, because I like to fill the phone line so we can have a robust discussion. Remember, I can't say it enough. Everybody's part of the Take Two family. If you're listening, you don't have to be Catholic to call in. I really want to hear from you. And the number to dial is 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Okay, we're going to go right to the phones. Frank from Alexandria, Virginia is waiting on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Frank. Welcome to the program. Do you get excited about life?
Oh, yes. I am both extremes. Sometimes I hit the snooze alarm two times or three times, but today I just woke up and you know, I wanted to thank the Take Two family for praying for me, and you, Debbie, thank you for praying for me. I got a job as an election officer last November 5. It was a 15-hour day, but we hung in there, and the results were very good. And the miracle Monday for me is that it would have been my dad's maybe 97th or 98th birthday had he been alive. And I really miss my dad. He was a wise and understanding gentleman, and he could read my mind. Aww. Anyway, I told my wife that I miss my dad, and she goes, look out the door. There's a pizza waiting for you. And lo and behold, Debbie, I just opened the door. There was a big Papa John's pizza lying on the doorstep and a Pepsi. She knows I love Pepsi. So that's my little miracle, Debbie. Thank you, ma'am.
Oh, well, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Frank. Don't go anywhere. Do we have your dad's first name in the book?
No. His name was Eris, E-R-I-S, like okay. Erasmo.
Gotcha.
So that's how his papa named him after the philosopher. The Middle
right.
Eastern philosopher Erasmo. So
right.
Everybody
wow.
called him Eris, or and down in the Philippines they just called him Baby because he was the youngest kid.
Oh, Oh,
just
really?
Like me.
Okay.
And you.
Wow. You know what, though? You know what, though, Frank? I'm so glad, you know, that you got that just beautiful gift. And just as when you were thinking about your dad, I think it's so wonderful. I feel sad for the folks that have like really forgotten their parents, whether they're alive or they are deceased. It's really a very sad situation we're in the world right now, where sometimes parents are and grandparents are discarded and they're not remembered. And I just love that you just were saying, I miss my dad. I think that's awesome. Frank, you are so wonderful. Every time you call, you brighten our day.
Oh, you as well, Debbie, thank you, and say hi to Jerry.
I will, and have a happy Thanksgiving.
You as well.
Thank you. Bye, Frank. Thank you so much. Wow, that was a great call. And I'm just so excited that we can do this show today, because this is an important topic, I think, especially going into the holidays. If we wake up excited about life, if we appreciate life, if you... you know, really take life as precious. And so even if you have some, you know, a long to-do list or something of that nature, it's okay, because you're really noticing all the beauty and all the miraculous things that allow all of us to live each and every day. And it really is miraculous. In fact, I was listening to Monsignor Charles Pope this morning on the morning show, and he did such a fabulous job talking about gratitude, having gratitude for life. So true. Well, the number to dial is 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. I really want to hear from you. If you're super excited, you jump, and I mean jump out of bed. Well, be careful. You know, sometimes I know people that have jumped out of bed and they hurt themselves. So if you jump out of bed, or are you that person that really has to talk yourself into waking up each day to get through the day? Let's see if we can change that with this conversation, this show today, because this could be a brand new day for you. And I really want to hear from you. So don't sit this out. If you're listening and it's really hitting you deeply and you're saying, you know what, this show is for me. Well, it really is for you, because we believe God is using the radio airwaves. The Holy Spirit is moving, and God is trying to reach each and every one of us through Catholic radio. We believe it. We've seen the results of it, guys. So if that's you, call in 833-288-3986. Are you excited to wake up each day and take on the day like an adventure? That's what I'm asking today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Please call us. Okay, I'm asking the question today on this beautiful Monday of Thanksgiving week. Do you wake up excited about life? Now, I know that this week is the busiest travel day of the year. You may be driving somewhere to be with family or friends, or flying somewhere, and you're probably thinking, oh, I don't want to do this. I don't want to drive there. I don't want to fly there. You know, that's understandable, because it is a busy, hectic, you know, a real drain on a person to travel somewhere to go and hurry up and get there, and then let's celebrate and have the holiday. That can be tough. But, you know, if you take it one step at a time and you really just look for God in every moment, in every encounter, and every person, every stranger you meet in the airport or at the gas station when you're filling up the car, It can be quite extraordinary. I do believe what Bishop Barron had to say, that life truly is an adventure. And to wake up excited about it, I think, allows a person to embrace the adventure even more, even if it's stressful, even if it's sad, even if it's got a lot of obstacles and resistance in your path. It can still be quite an adventure and a learning experience. So the number to dial is, if I'm asking the question, do you wake up excited about life? Is the number to dial 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And we're going to get to Danny in Cleveland in just a second. Danny, hold on. Don't go anywhere. You're next. And I just wanted to share this about Stand Firm, Be Strong, a men's Catholic daily devotional of Scripture and Saints by Father Wade Menezes. It includes practical daily reflections for men of every vocation that comprise both scripture and saint quotes, along with a relevant meditation meant to jumpstart and strengthen a man's spiritual life over the course of 6 months. The timely wisdom of this book will help you cultivate virtue and root out vice. And it's preparing you, men, to put on the armor of God for the daily struggle and withstand trials at home and at work. And there's so much more. I mean, this book is amazing. Don't tell my husband, but I got it for him for Christmas. Stand Firm, Be Strong, a men's Catholic daily devotional of scripture and saints by Father Wade Menezes. And it's available right now. And you know, all you have to do is buy Catholic, shop EWTNRC.com. Okay, Danny, like I said, is up next from Cleveland, Ohio, listening on The Rock. Hi, Danny. Welcome back to the program.
Hey, it's Danny again. Mm-hmm. And I love my EWTN family. And I'm trying to be excited about the holidays. Debbie, I've spoken to the EWTN family. I have my scans coming up in a few weeks for my cancer, which the last time, because of the EWTN family and my face and family, everything's been clear.
Right.
I injured myself I re-injured a hernia, and I'm getting a lot of pain, and God works in mysterious ways. I got the next earliest in like 2 weeks, and work takes my mind off things, and I'm very grateful for that. Mm-hmm. And I spoke to one of my managers who actually, I work at a big Cleveland hospital, if you guys figure it out, and I spoke to my manager of what's going on, and she's like, don't you worry, you're going to be fine, and you'll take a leave of absence if you need surgery, and you're going to be okay. Scans and everything, and it's excited to know that, but I'm just keeping my faith, and I'm trying to stand strong, like you just said, Debbie, mm-hmm. and I just need my EWTN family to put me in their prayer book, and I'm looking forward to spending time with my family, and I'm just really nervous, Debbie, and you're a cancer survivor, and you know where I'm coming from.
Absolutely, Danny. And you know what? I think when people say, oh, you know, you can get through this and it's going to be okay. And those are great words. And those are words that we need to hear when you're going through a cancer struggle. But it doesn't change. And it doesn't really change what the internal feelings that we're going through. It's really something that we have to work through with our own personality and the way we can absorb the stress and the fear and the anxiety and the worry and all the things that Padre Pio says, pray, hope, and don't worry, because worry is useless. God is merciful and will hear your prayers. Okay, we know those things. I mean, cancer of folks that are going through it, we all know how to or what to tell ourselves. It's really if we believe it. And Danny, I'm looking right at the prayer book. You are right there in bold print, and we are praying for you, and we want you to keep us updated. But I one thing I just would say, that because the holidays can be a really good time to get together with family and friends and let you forget about what's going on in your life. That's wonderful. But in the midst of it all, really feel those prayers, because those prayers continue all through the holidays, all into the new year. And really tap into that mystical sense of feeling the prayers, Danny, because they're coming your way.
Thank you.
They're going up to heaven. Absolutely.
Thank you. And I'm just worried about this hernia. They're going to fix it for the third time. And it's a little bit of pain, but I know it put pain on the cross for us. And we're going to get through this, and we're going to be okay. And my faith, family, friends, and I've got a wonderful girlfriend, and she's a Catholic too, and she's praying, and we all are. But Debbie, and thank you. I want to greet each day with joy, but thank you guys. Thank you.
Well, no, thank you. Thank you for trust. You know what you're doing though, Danny, by trusting all of us to pray with you in this effort and to storm heaven, it shows that you really are identifying with the body of Christ. And so God sees all of that, and God sees your heart. So Danny, just, you know what? Keep going, brother. You know, we've got your back in prayer, and all the angels and saints as well. And keep us posted. And hopefully you'll just breeze through this hernia situation. Okay.
Thank you so much. God bless everybody. Thank you.
Absolutely. And have a happy Thanksgiving, Danny. Thanks for checking in with us. We really appreciate it. Okay, Danny's going to free that phone line for somebody to pick it up, asking the question, if you wake up and really embrace the day. You know, I shared Psalm 118:24. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Maybe you're like me, that you do this spiritual, practical exercise where you think to yourself every morning. It's not morbid, but you think to yourself every morning, you know, this could be the last day of my life. God may call me home tonight or tomorrow morning, and this is it. And I really want to appreciate everything, make the most of it, get my mind and my thoughts and my behavior and my outlook in the right direction. Maybe you do that practice like a lot of the saints did that. And so that can be very helpful to really embrace the day and make the most of the present moment. You know, they say God is in the present moment. Well, yeah, because oftentimes all we're doing is reflecting backwards on the past, or we're worrying about the future, and it's not really helping us any in any way, shape, or form, because it's over. You know, the past is over and the future hasn't happened yet. And we have no idea how it's going to turn out. So it's really an unfortunate thing when we play this ping pong match in our minds, where it goes around and around with thoughts, and we're going to the future, going to the past, going to the future, going to the past, and we miss the present moment. Please weigh in on this. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Do you get excited about starting each day? Let's hear what Vivian has to say from Plano, Texas, on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Vivian.
Hi, Debbie. How are you doing? Happy Thanksgiving in advance.
Thank you. Thank you. You as well. Yes. I'm doing well. Thank you. Go right ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not one of those who just wake up, you know, just be grateful that I'm a night owl. I just drag myself. I think the thing is, because I've been a single mom all these years, you know, my struggles. But what I've come to, I firmly believe that you are what you make of the day. You know, you wake up with a grateful heart. I have a Bible by my side. Mm-hmm. You know, thank God for EWTN. No matter how tired I am, I listen to the masses. The first mass every morning, I listen to that. But I noticed that once I read, even if it's a line, the Word of God, it sets me up. You know, mm-hmm. like the story, we have different stories of the Bible that I love. But the favorite one for the past couple of weeks now is the story of the poor widower. Who, that's what Father Patrick said this morning. The widower who gave everything that she had, the two coins, she emptied herself. Like Father Patrick said, she modeled Christ. I'm like, Vivian, look at this lady. And because we can sit, lay under that blanket all day and be feeling sorry for ourselves. But mm-hmm. readings like that keep me up. Once I get up, I reflect about the scripture that whole day. And that right. helps me. And right. then you talk about, you did talk about gratitude, you know, because you are what you make of that day, really. I firmly believe in that. No, mm-hmm. I thought I should say that.
Yeah. Well, Vivian, I have to tell you, that's brilliant. To meditate on a scripture verse or a scripture story before getting going with the day. And then what you said is so powerful, because scripture is the living word of God. So it stays with you in the course of you living out the day, right? And so you find it starting to remind you of the truths. You'll even see it in situations, or maybe God will allow you to experience certain things so that you can recall that scripture passage or that scripture story and go, wow, this is my opportunity to really advance. And that's what it's all about, Vivian. You know, you got it. You nailed it. The saints, everybody asks us all the time when I give talks on the saints, they'll say to me, well, how do we become a saint? Well, the reason why we look at the lives of the saints is we try to emulate them. We try to really look at their lives and apply it to our own. Well, what did they do? They put all those practices in place on a regular daily basis. going into scripture every day, going into prayer every day, connecting to God every day, staying connected as best they can, being in a state of grace, staying in a state of grace every day. And that's how they made it. It was a step-by-step, moment-to-moment, day-by-day journey. And sometimes it had twists and turns and ups and downs, but guess what? They got back on the road and they kept moving along, pilgrims on a journey back home to God. So Vivian, I think that's a recipe for huge success, the way you embrace the day. And I just love you for that. It's very obvious. You know, you've called before and you're such a beautiful soul. So it's very obvious that you're into the living word of God. And I think that's wonderful.
Yeah. Yesterday we celebrated the king, you know, Christ is the king, you mm-hmm. know, he's the king of kings, you know. So that's powerful. Yeah.
Yeah. Christ
Thank
the king.
You so much, David.
Well, no, thank you. But I have to tell you, you're spot on. You know, yesterday was Christ the King. It was the end of our liturgical year. We have beginning of this new liturgical year coming up. And it's important to reaffirm that, to declare it, to believe it, to focus, and to really go into the new liturgical year in a way where we're trying to go deeper with God. If we're not on a journey, we're going backwards. We're going backwards with God. And so I love how you just embrace life. Vivian, you're awesome. Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving again. We appreciate the call. Let's move over. Let's say hello, actually, to Margaret from Seattle, Washington on Alexa. Margaret, we're going to say hello to you, but I may need to hold you through the break. So welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Go right ahead.
I can go right ahead right now?
You sure can. You have the whole entire show.
Okay. Well, I think I just left a message. I didn't think I thought my message would get through, but I don't know if you remember me from Seattle area, Debbie, but I just would like to ask for prayers because I'm in tremendous pain from, and they can't find anything right now to help. So anyhow, I know I can really offer it up, but anyhow, I'm just asking for prayers. And I also would like to have you say hello to Jerry next time you talk to him. I keep him and you in my prayers.
I know you do, Margaret. You know, I love you so much for that. Thank you so much. But that really concerns me that you're in so much pain. Are you able to function through the pain, Margaret, or is it taking you down?
It's kind of taking me down this morning. But
no.
See, I had a surgery that went bad a few years ago for my, fifth cancer. And anyhow, this is what it's related to. So they don't think there's much they can do, but anyhow, there's always hope, right?
Well, there is, absolutely, Margaret. And here's the thing. Okay, I know I've said this before, but when you've got that kind of pain that you're enduring, and I know you because you have a deep, deep, deep faith. I know you're aligning it with Jesus' suffering. I understand that. And putting it at the cross, I get that. But also ask your guardian angel to help you with it. Ask your guardian angel to step in and help you with the activities you got to get through the day, to help you lift your spirits, to keep you going. Your guardian angel will step in, Margaret. I'm living proof of it. I could tell miracle stories all day long about how guardian angels have stepped in to help me. So, Margaret, I'm going to ask my guardian angel to make sure that your guardian angel is really kicking it into high gear and helping you.
Thank you, Debbie. Thank you so much. God bless you. And I want you to return to some happy calls right now, okay?
We will, but this is going to be heavy on our hearts because we love you, and I hope you have a very wonderful Thanksgiving.
Thank you, and definitely to you and your family too.
Thank you, and
God
and I'll
bless.
Thank you. You too, Margaret. And I'll let Jerry know you said hi. Okay, that was Margaret from Washington State. She's amazing. And we need prayers for her to get through that pain. And guys, this is what Take Two is all about. We stick together as the body of Christ. Please, we're asking the question today, do you really embrace life? Do you wake up in the morning? Are you struggling? Do you have some things you're worried about? Or do you jump out of bed and get going because this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. 833-288-EWTN. Please call us. Okay, I'm asking asking if you jump out of bed every single day and embrace the day, all everything that the day has to offer, because it's a miracle that you're alive and you're breathing. And then so many things have to happen just in place to let us live our lives. And so life is precious. Life is extraordinary. Life can be an adventure if you choose it to be. Or you can drag yourself out of bed every day and just try to get through the day, but that's no fun. So we're going to get to Julie in just about 10 seconds. Julie, hang on. I want to give the number just one more time. If you'd like to jump in, you have plenty of time to call in and share your thoughts on this topic about really taking on the day, each day, every day. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. We're very friendly. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. Just speak to Matt Kubinski and we'll put you on air. And remember, this is a worldwide platform where we're helping other souls every single time we do this show. And we know because Michael's our producer, we get the emails, okay? And we hear people thanking us every day that they are so grateful that there's a platform like this where we can learn and grow from each other. Let's hear what Julie has to say from Minnesota on Real Presence Radio. Julie, you've been waiting so long and welcome to the program.
Thank you, Debbie. Well, I'm kind of a mixture of the type of people you're talking about, because I'm not a morning person at all, but every weekday morning, my husband and I go to the morning mass, and then if I know I'm going to be going to mass later, like playing for a funeral or playing for mass, I'll get a little sleep in time then. But we're so grateful that Real Presence Radio is part of our, well, it's all we have on in our radios and in our car. So I hear a lot of when people call in and talk to you. A lot of times, you know, it relates to me too. So it's good to have it.
Well, see, that's what you're doing, is you're appreciating each moment. And see, that's exactly what the saints did. And I'm not trying to say we're all like, you know, Padre Pio or anything like that, although some of us can be, right? But that's how they did it. There was this, they always looked for where they could appreciate God's magnificence, where they could see God in life, where they could experience God, and where they could act like Christ in every situation. Look at Mother Teresa. What did she say? You know, be Christ to everyone you meet. And that's what she did every single time she picked up the sick and the dying. I mean, that's pretty amazing. The rest of us, I don't know about you, Julie, but you know, after like a day in the life of Mother Teresa, I would be exhausted and I'd be like, this is not much fun. I'm not doing this anymore. I mean, really, right? But she did it every single moment. Mother Teresa jumped into action and felt that way. And with an enthusiasm and an ability to get past all of her suffering that she was enduring. So, I mean, it's all how the outlook, it's all the attitude. You know, they use these phrases and self-help groups, you know, all the time, you know, have an attitude of gratitude, you know, things like that, that can get us to remember how to really appreciate things. But it's true. If we choose to have an attitude of gratitude and we choose to want to learn and grow, God's going to provide that for us. And he's going to provide the blessings and the graces so that we can make it through this crazy thing called life. What do you say, Julie?
I think that's right. And you know what? My husband is a grateful person. He retired from teaching. He taught at our Catholic high school here in East Grand Forks, and he retired from teaching in 2017, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, now every time they need a sub, they call him because they know that he taught high school science, but he'll sub anywhere from kindergarten up to seniors in high school. And then he goes and helps the Parkinson's group at the Y. They do exercises that help them with their stability.
Right.
So he goes and works with them there. And then on Sunday, he brings the Holy Eucharist to a lot of our shut-ins or our parishioners that are in nursing homes or those that are shut in and can't come to Mass. He brings them communion there, too. So he's much better at it all than I am, but he's a great man, and I'm grateful that he's my husband.
Mm-hmm. Well, you support each other. You know, you're a great wife. It goes back and forth. There's a reason, you know, and that's beautiful what your husband's doing. You know, he worked, he's retired, and now he's giving, you know, to people that need his help and assistance. That's awesome. But you've got to support that, you know, as his wife, and you're doing that together. That's the beauty of the sacrament of matrimony, and I love that. And I love that your husband is not just saying, "Well, I did my work, I'm done," you know, but he's still giving. He's giving. That shows he's taking his role in the body of Christ seriously, and he's serving others, and he's doing what Jesus has commanded us to do. I think that is awesome. You know, a lot of times when we get outside of ourselves and we serve others and we help others, we tend to forget about all the problems we're having. What do you say about that, Julie?
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty cool. Tell me again your husband's first name.
Mike.
Mike. Okay. Tell Mike we're so proud of him.
Okay. And another thing, though, he has a garden. It's in a city plot.
Mm-hmm.
And he takes most of what he grows, he takes to our local food shelf.
Oh, I love that. Oh,
yeah,
goodness.
He always finds ways of helping people. That's the good thing about him, too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's a good man. He's a good man, but you're a great woman, so you guys make a good team. I love
it. Thank you.
Yes, and have a happy Thanksgiving. Thank you so much for gracing this conversation today. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Okay, we're going to get to Ginny from Buffalo in just a second. Ginny, hold on. Don't go anywhere. I just wanted to share some YouTube comments because these are hilarious, and you guys are going to get a kick out of this. I promised I would always check in with the chats. So thank you, Anna Marie. Thank you so much. Each day is a clean slate, she says. Begin again. Be that new creature. Well, Anna Marie, that's exactly what St. Teresa of Avila used to say. Begin again, begin anew. Georgia on YouTube says, I jumped out of bed lots of times because I was in love when I was younger. Now I jump out of bed just to go to the restroom. Well, that's what happens when we get older. I get it. It's just a part of the aging process, but that's hilarious. I love the YouTube chats and you guys' sense of humor. It's contagious. Ginny from Buffalo, New York, you're up next on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Ginny. Welcome.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I had a friend that I'm a disabled nurse and with chronic illness, and my leg is just literally falling apart because of illness, and it's a rare thing. But I would get so depressed sometimes, and I would go to the grocery store, do my little walk for the day, and there was this gentleman named Bill. He's since passed in the last couple of years, and he was confined to a wheelchair because of a debilitating neurological disorder, and he always had a smile on his face, and he always said, you know, try to focus on what you can do rather than what you can't do. And it just made a huge difference in my life. And I just try to think about that once in a while when I get blue. Mm-hmm. And we all have good days and bad days, and we try to just trudge through, you know?
Yeah. Oh, believe me, that is great. That is great advice. And I will tell you, I love that he said that to you, and you just shared it with the world to help others. And I agree with you. One thing I want to share, though, Ginny, as you were talking, it makes me think of this. When we look side to side, when we look at what everybody else is doing that we can't do, when we compare in our heads, well, look at that person, you know, they're running and skipping and jumping and I can't do that. It is going to naturally take us down. One of the best things we can do, and that's the reason why when we go through these difficult times that people, Christians will say, align your suffering with Christ, is it should just really be a zeroed in, laser focused on Christ. So it's you and Christ. And if you look, if a person looks straight ahead, looking at Christ and doesn't look side to side, you can pretty much get through pretty much anything. It's amazing. Have you ever experienced that?
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. And I just thought of something else while you were speaking. Sometimes you get so depressed when other people are impatient with you because you can't hurry along quicker or whatever, get mm-hmm. more things done, that they don't really know what you're going through, and you just have to, they don't walk in your shoes, they don't know,
and they can't experience it, and they never will unless they have the same situation. Then they'll kind of get it. But right. So you just have to be patient with these people and just offer it up and pray for them.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you something else, Jenny. You know, I've been going through this eye issue since the beginning, almost the beginning of the year in March, April. And I will tell you, you know, I've always was very sympathetic or I very much, you know, would try to understand people that are visually impaired. But I could not understand it until I've had this now. I consider it a small glimpse of it. And I will tell you, my love and admiration and empathy for those that are visually impaired or hearing impaired or anything that is that they have to work through in order to function well. I'm telling you, I've learned so much. I will never be the same again. And I will tell you that it's interesting. Even in church now, I tend to gravitate towards those who are visually impaired because I find myself just loving who they are because they're the strongest individuals I think I've ever met. And the reason why I say that is because I've gone through a very minor, you know, taste of it. And boy, oh boy, you have to really muster up a lot of strength to function. Did you ever feel that way going through what you've been through?
Yeah, I do. And, you know, you just have to try to focus on the positive and take a step at a time. And I've been listening to gratitude journal and things like that. And my husband's freaking out because he's got other issues and we're trying to prepare and get ready for my daughter and their family coming. And we don't move as quick as we used to. So I'm like, just take a breath, take a deep breath, take a drink of water and just try to focus and focus on the little things that you can do and check them off rather than look at the overwhelming big thing you got to get out and done.
Right, right. And you know what? It's okay to move slowly. We're in a world that is moving way too quickly. Okay, I'm all for slowing things down. So maybe it's the best thing in the world if everybody just slows down. Right, Jenny?
I agree. And I just want to thank you and Jerry for all that you do, because more often than not, I'll put on the radio and I hear you saying something that relates personally to me. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And I hope you guys have a beautiful Thanksgiving. And Jenny, I put you back in the book. And we're going to get you through this with prayer. Okay?
You as well. And my sister, Donna just had her 60th birthday yesterday.
Oh.
We had a surprise party for her. And going through a severe visual. She's got a benign brain tumor. She's having macular degeneration. She's having so many issues, and she's so overwhelmed. So if you could please put her and her family on there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I put Donna right beneath you on the line, okay?
Thank you, and I am praying for you every day. You're going to get there.
Thank you. Thank you so much. God is good. Thank you.
God bless.
Okay, you too. We'll talk to you again soon. Thank you. Okay, we're going to get to Betsy in just a moment. I wanted to just share a couple things. First is that you still have time, if you feel prompted by the Spirit, to call in on this topic about waking up and embracing life. Do you jump out of bed or do you just drag yourself out of bed? 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986 if you want to call in. But before we get to Betsy, let me just share about Podcast Central, the Catholic Sportsman Show. Listen to this, guys. It's really cool. Another great podcast on EWTN's Podcast Central is the Catholic Sportsman Show. Randy and Paul discuss professional college and youth sports topics from our Catholic Christian perspective. You can hear this and other faith-filled podcasts from our friends and affiliates around the world at EWTN Podcast Central. Visit EWTN.com/radio and click on Podcast Central today. You guys must know this by now if you've been listening to Take Two. I love things that revolve around sports. I think it's really cool to have programs, especially highlighting more of the youth and things that they talk about on this wonderful podcast. I think that's college and youth sports is very important to highlight. It gets people excited about and a healthy way to look at those athletes, which is wonderful. And I think it can really help. You can always have a Christian message that can weave into really any sporting event. Okay, so one more time, 833-288-EWTN. If you want to just sneak in a quick call there, 833- 833-288-3986. Let's hear what Betsy has to say from West Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Betsy.
Hi, Debbie. I'm calling to sing the praises of Julie, who I think she was a couple of calls back. And she was talking about all the things her husband participates in and helps with.
Right.
Julie is the reason that he can do all that. She is like the unsung hero and the wind beneath his wings, whatever you want to say, of why, you know, if she just sat home and kicked back and ate bonbons and watched soap operas all day, never did the laundry, never did any of the cleaning or the vacuuming or the meal fixing or any of that, he would be in disarray and he would not be able to do that. But the fact that she kind of keeps everything humming on an everyday basis, she allows him to be able to take on all those other projects. So I love what you said about the partnership of matrimony, and it does take the whole thing to make the train go, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'm glad you confirmed that with your call.
I just want Julie, to know that she plays a very big part in all the stuff he does, even though he's the one who is touching the people and, you know, spreading the joy. She's what is the motor behind him to make it easy for him to go do that. So,
yes,
for Julie.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, kudos to Julie. Absolutely. And that's what, I'm glad you shared that and echoed that. I think it's important. I'm sure you put a smile on Julie's face and Mike's face because they're a great team. And that's wonderful. And that's the key to having a beautiful marital relationship where both the spouses really support each other and lift each other up and let each other shine. And it's a beautiful thing when married couples in a Christian way handle the sacrament so strongly and it stays, it sustains. So I'm right with you. Thank you so much for sharing that. Bless your heart for that and have a beautiful Thanksgiving. What a great call. I'm sure you did put a big smile on Julie's face. Wow. See, I love the Take-Two family. You guys care. You truly care about each other and you want each other to grow and learn and shine and just really be the best you can be. And that is why I love Take-Two. We are going on in just, 6 months? It'll be 10 years. So 9.5 years. Think about that, you guys. 9.5 years we've been gathering 5 days a week, sharing from our lived experiences so that the world can really hear us, the lay faithful, the laity, speak. This is really unheard of. I got to be honest with you. Just tune into other stations. You're not going to see this. You may get a question and answer show, which is fabulous, an apologetic show, which is needed. You may get some kind of topic show, which definitely is needed as well. But this kind of forum, it's unheard of. And I love that EWTN is leading the way in this area. And we're very blessed to have this platform. Let's hear what Bill has to say from Long Island, New York on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Bill. Welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Taking my call.
Thank you. Go right ahead.
Yeah, you wanted to know what I do when I wake up in the morning.
Yes.
If I take my time getting out of bed and try to pray in bed, my day does not go well a lot of times. But 99% of the time, I'll wake up before the alarm, and I'll get down on my knees, and I'll pray probably for an hour. And 15 minutes of various prayers, including the morning offering. And I would say to the Lord, this is the day you have begotten me from Psalm 2. What would you have me do for you today? Is it use me big, but keep me little? And then when I finished all the prayers and interceding, I plead the blood of Jesus on me, my family, and many, many other things. And then I listened to a podcast from St. Faustina's diary. It's St. Faustina's diary in a year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that helps me get my day started. And then I'm all prepped up and I go to the 8 o'clock Mass. I pick up a 94-year-old lady every day to take the Mass and I take her home. And then the rest of the day, I'll sit at least 2 hours a day in adoration with our Lord. But my wife passed away 12 years ago, so I'm the home alone and everything, and it, I would rather just sit with the Lord rather than sit home.
Mm. Wow. Okay, you know, I'm a very visual person. So to see a man get out of bed and start his day with prayer is, and on, you said on your knees, do you realize, I think you do, because you're doing it on a regular basis, do you realize how powerful that is? How intentionally powerful that is? I don't know if men realize it that much, Bill, but I'm so glad you declared it to the world and shouted it to the world, because more men need to get on their knees and draw from God's strength. And that's what you're doing, and you're doing that at the beginning of your day. So God is filling you up with those blessings and graces so you can move through your day. Bill, that's powerful.
Some of the fruits that I see from this, my wife and I used to do on First Friday, pizza and prayer. I had my brothers and sisters come over. We prayed a rosary together, and then I would buy 8 pizzas, you know. But when she passed away, she left a note to me, make sure you keep pizza and prayer going. Now, I have 5 children. All of them were married and that. And after COVID, my one son says, you know, we should keep this pizza and prayer going. So they live in different states, so they decided to do FaceTime the first Wednesday of every month. Aww. My 5 kids get on the phone, and we pray the rosary together. And now I just started it with my 10 grandchildren. We do it the first Thursday of the month. We get on, talk about how the day's going. Mm-hmm. I tell them that God chose you to be witnesses and intercessors for people in the world. And we pray for, you know, I keep it short with them, and our Father, Hail Mary, and glory be. But all of them get on. They look to, but thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bill, I just have to say something, though, before you go. It's because of your leadership. It's because of your fatherhood. It's because you're leading by example. It's because you and your wife had that strong relationship, and you're continuing it through prayer, being the father of this great family. Bill, you're awesome. We needed to hear from you today, especially on this Thanksgiving week. And I wish for you the best Thanksgiving. Okay, sir?
Thank you. I'm the turkey.
You're too funny, Bill. Thank you so much. Okay, we got a message from Angel in Perrysburg, Ohio. Angel, thank you so much. You were saying that I am a beautiful soul and a major part of everyone's day. That is, man, I'm truly humbled. Angel, you're awesome. I love you to pieces. Thank you for those kind words today on this Thanksgiving week. On YouTube, Emmanuel is a first time as watching and listening to the program. So I'm waving to you, Emmanuel. I love your name. I am excited to wake up every day and you say a little prayer that you did wake up and you have woken up. That's great. Isn't it amazing? We should do that. Every time we open our eyes, we should say, thank you, Lord. I'm alive another day. Thank you. We should pray. Can you guys just pray for me? Absolutely, Emmanuel. I am having a hard time trusting God. Okay, definitely. Go to Padre Pio, Emmanuel. Go to Padre Pio. He is one of in my opinion, he's one of the best saints to help you with that trust. Delindo Rutolo, he's a servant of God on the beginning road of canonization. Father Delindo Rutolo, Jesus, I trust, Jesus, you take the wheel, the surrender novena. And then Divine Mercy, Saint Faustina, Jesus, I trust in you. Okay, so very powerful things you can just stating over and over again in your daily walk, just to help you build that trust. And always remember, God wants you to trust him. He wants all of us. He wants all of us. He doesn't want part of us, but he wants us to freely practice that trust. Okay. He's not going to force us to trust him. So we have to really work on it. And listen, people may think I'm a little bit of obsessive compulsive disorder, but I literally say, Jesus, I trust in you probably 100 times a day. It helps me continually focus on trusting God above all the storms. And let me tell you, I'm still here standing. So there you go. Okay. Great comments from YouTube. Don't forget to like us on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. Michael McCall, our wonderful producer, is going to be posting some interesting things coming up in the next week or two. It's just exciting times ahead going into Thanksgiving and Advent. So many things we want to share with our Take Two family. So please go to Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. Thank you, Matt Kubinski on the phones. And I believe it might have been Rich Jesse on social media. If not, I'm truly sorry about that, but I think it's Rich. Did a great job. Tomorrow, we're talking about what makes a good Christian movie. There's a lot of faith-based films out there. I need you to weigh in on this. Okay, we need to choose wisely. If we're going to use our time, an hour and a half or 2 hours to watch a film, we want some good Christian movies, and we want to know what that entails. So please be thinking about that for tomorrow, and that'll do it. Thank you to all the affiliates that carry Take Two. You're doing a fine job. Until tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon.